You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. The Twitter-owned live video streaming app Periscope is now 1 year old. The global payments market is hotting up, and the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has pledged to invest 100 million won in its digital flea market app Idlefish. The Twitter-owned live video streaming app Periscope is now 1 year old. The social media company celebrated the milestone by sharing some new figures about the live streaming app. It revealed that Periscope now has been used to create over 200 million broadcasts, and that a staggering 110 years worth of video are streamed live on the Periscope iOS and Android apps every single day. It's not revealed how many daily or monthly active users it has, however, saying that it wants to be judged on the quality of its product, not simply the number of people using it. Its biggest rivals in the live streaming app market are Meerkat, Twitcasting, and Facebook. It's rumored that YouTube will soon be launching a live streaming app called YouTube Connect. The global payments market is hotting up, with new payment systems launching in multiple new countries around the world. Google has just launched Android Pay in the UK, Samsung has launched Samsung Pay in China, and Visa has just launched in Somalia. Google Pay and Samsung Pay are both mobile payment systems whereby users can use their smartphones to buy products in any shop with a contactless payment reader. Mobile payment systems are becoming increasingly popular worldwide, with around 148 million people expected to pay for an item in a shop using a mobile wallet this year, according to a study by Uniper Research. Visa's launch in Somalia means that Visa cardholders will be able to use their cards at ATMs in the country, as well as to buy items in shops that have card readers. The Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has pledged to invest 100 million won in its digital flea market app Shanyu, also known as Idlefish. Shanyu allows users to run online stores where they upload pictures, descriptions, and promotional voice recordings for items they want to sell. Other users living nearby can then get in touch with them over the app and pay using Alibaba's digital payment system, Alipay. Alibaba hopes that by investing in Alibaba hopes that by investing in Shanyu, improving the app and helping it get more users, it will be more able to tap into the growing so-called sharing economy, whereby people share and sell items with nearby people. The Indian e-commerce company Stalk by Love has received millions of US dollars worth of funding. The undisclosed seven-figure sum comes from venture capitalists such as Europe-based Little Rock, 500 Startups, and Singularity Ventures. The investment shows that the rest of the world is starting to see the potential of the Indian e-commerce market. The Indian e-commerce market is currently worth 11 billion US dollars and is growing rapidly, with online sales expected to reach 220 billion US dollars by 2025, according to estimates by Merrill Lynch. Stalk by Love has said that it'll use the money to grow its reach, hire more staff, and improve its supply and fulfillment structures. And finally, a study by eMarketer predicts that there will be almost 80 million tablet users in Central and Eastern Europe by the end of the year, an increase of 12.5% on 2015. Russia is expected to have the largest tablet population, followed by Turkey, Poland, and the Czech Republic in second, third, and fourth place, respectively. By the end of 2020, around 101 million people in Central and Eastern Europe are expected to use a tablet. And that's it for me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out WebCertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news how-to videos, and more. See you next time.